From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama will travel to Denmark this week to make a personal pitch for Chicago's bid to host the 2016 Summer Olympics. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama will make a presentation to the International Olympic Committee on Friday, just before the committee votes on a site for the Games. He'll argue that Chicago is best suited to host the Summer Olympics and say the United States is eager to bring the world together. Mr. Obama will be the first president to make such a personal appeal to the IOC. He'll join First Lady Michelle Obama, a Chicago native who was already scheduled to make the trip. Aides held off confirming the president's participation, saying Mr. Obama's first priority is advancing a health care bill in Congress. The short Copenhagen trip is not expected to interfere with that. Mr. Obama leaves Washington Thursday night and returns on Friday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Iran says it has successfully completed 2 days of missile tests that including launching long-range missiles capable of carrying a warhead and striking Israel, U.S. military bases in the Persian Gulf, and parts of Europe. Dale Gavlak reports.
State television said the elite Revolutionary Guard successfully tested upgraded versions of the Shahab-3 and Sigil missiles able to fly up to 1,200 miles. It called the Sigil-2 missile Iran's most advanced two-stage surface-to-surface missile powered entirely by solid fuel, which increases its accuracy. The drills come ahead of Thursday's talks in Geneva with Western powers already worried about Iran's nuclear ambitions following revelations that it secretly built a second nuclear facility. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates has warned that any military action against Iran would only buy time. He said if talks fail, new sanctions against banking and technology for Iran's oil and gas industry could be expected. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
United Nations climate talks began today in Thailand with leaders warning that failure to act will leave future generations fighting for survival. A deadlock has developed over a global warming deal due to a broad unwillingness by countries to commit a firm emission standards. Also, developing nations want the West to guarantee tens of billions of dollars in financial assistance before they sign a deal. Western nations have been reluctant to do so. UN Climate Chief Ivor Dodor says he is confident that a deal can be reached in Copenhagen in December, even though negotiations are far behind where they should be. The chief U.S. negotiator, Jonathan Pershing, says Congress needs to pass carbon emissions limits. The AP quotes Pershing as saying the U.S. cannot ask much from other countries if it hasn't put enough on the table itself. On Wall Street, prices are higher. The Dow is up by 124 points to 97.89. The Nasdaq is up 40 points to 21.31. This is NPR News. A suicide bomber in Pakistan has killed a pro-government tribesman and at least three other people in the country's troubled northwest. The latest attack has revived fears that Taliban fighters and other rebels are regrouping despite a string of recent losses. Fear Singh reports from New Delhi.
According to local news reports, the bomber rammed into a car carrying a pro-government tribal elder and triggered a huge explosion. The attack in northwest Pakistan occurred close to North Waziristan, a Taliban stronghold. It comes just days after two other suicide bombings, including one in the region's main city, Peshawar. The attacks have cast doubts over recent claims by Pakistan's security forces that they have gained the upper hand against Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters in areas bordering Afghanistan. Pakistan is a key ally in the U.S.-led campaign in Afghanistan. It provides access to truck convoys carrying supplies for U.S. and other NATO troops across the border. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
A period of relative quiet following the Muslim Holy Month was broken today in Iraq when a series of bomb attacks killed at least 13 people. Iraqi police are reporting that seven policemen were killed and 10 wounded when a suicide bomber driving a water tanker packed with explosives detonated near a police station in Anbar province. Earlier, at least three people were killed when a bomb planted in a minibus exploded about 95 miles south of Baghdad. Police reported that later two bombs went off in western Baghdad, killing at least three people, including the commander of a local army battalion. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.